sometimes stories and sometimes just stuff. This is Stories and Stuff. I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Have you ever had somebody tell you they wanted to give you their eyes so you could see and while they were still alive? Yeah, I'll never forget that kid. At the time, he was 4 years old, and he knew he wasn't going to live too long, and we had become real, real special friends. He was in Florida. And you know, one time we had a sleepover together. Well, he was in Florida, and I was here, and we were on the phone all night, and we didn't do too much sleeping. We were mostly awake, but he would fall asleep sometimes, and he would kind of tap on the phone and say, Joy Bubbles, I had a bad dream, you know, kind of wake me up, and then, but we'd, you know, as he was asleep, I'd hear his breathing, and we stayed on the phone all night. He asked questions, like one day he said, do blind people get dizzy? And I said, well, yeah, if I go around and around, I do. And he said, because I was wondering, you know, I never knew, since I've always been able to see, I never knew if you had to see to get dizzy, even though you go round and round. And another time he said, I made up a riddle. I said, what's that? And he said, what do grown-ups tell you to do, but if you do it just like they say, they'll get mad at you? I said, what's that? And he said, put your shoes and socks on. And I said, what? Oh, that's right. And he said, I tried it. And that lady that stayed with me a little while, she got real mad, so Mother didn't let her back anymore because she didn't know how to have fun. So I'll never forget Jason. He asked his mother, do they put you to sleep when they take out your eyes to give to somebody so they could see? And his mother said, well, actually, they wait till after you're dead, you know. And, well, then they might not work. If I'm dead, they'd be dead eyes. I want to give Joy Bubbles my eyes so he could see. I don't have too long to live. And then he could see, Mommy, he's my friend. And so I told him that it wasn't, they didn't think it was my eyes. It was farther back in, maybe. And but I still, you know, loved him for thinking of me. One day, a man came that liked to spend money and help kids grant, you know, get their wishes to come true. And he had heard that Jason was sick and thought, well, he said, you could go anywhere. You'd fly out and meet a football player, a sports figure, or a movie star, maybe even be on a movie set or something. And I don't want nothing like that. Goodbye, Jason said and turned away. Sometimes Jason could surprise you like that. And the man said, well, maybe you don't want anything like that at all, but maybe you do have some kind of special wish. Oh, well, I do, but it's not like that. Oh, well, what is it? Run in the rain. Well, you have to tell me what that's like for you. What did you say? And he said, run in the rain, you know. I want to be out in a hard, hard rain and somebody carrying me that could run and run and run and won't get tired and will be out in the rain and he'll run and run and then run and he won't even get tired. And that would be fun to be run in the rain. That's what I want. And the man said, well, you know what? We can find somebody. I think I already know the right person, but we can find somebody, I think. But I'm going to go see if I can find that. And it turned out somebody the man had seen on the beach about a year before when he was out there about 5 in the morning, a man was running. And he could tell that the man really enjoyed running. And a couple different days he had seen the guy out there very early. And he went to the beach and waited and waited. And sure enough, there came the running man. And the wish man talked to him and told him about Jason and how Jason wanted to be run in the rain. And the more the wish man talked, the more the runner got intrigued. And, you know, I've never had anybody to ask me or something like that. In my whole life, the man said, yeah, he's almost 5 years old, and that's what he would like for his big wish. So the runner came over and talked to Jason. They talked a long time and became forever buddies, Jason said. He is real nice, and he's from an island way far. It was out in the Pacific, and I think it was Vanuatu, but I don't remember which one it was that he was actually when he was little. But anyway, he said, what we have to do now is wait for the rain. So they went out together in the yard and did a special rain dance and sung island songs, and they carried Jason and danced around out there waiting for the rain. But, you know, you can't really boss rain around. It decides, you know, when it's going to come. But a couple weeks later, there was a hard rain, and Jason was at the door waiting. He said, Mommy, he's coming. He saw the rain, and he's coming today. And Mother said, well, we don't know. You know, maybe he might not come. But Jason was ready. The doorbell rang, and there he was in the hard rain. Do you think this is the right running rain? This is. Jason was right at the door. Let's go. So out went Jason in the man's arms, and the man started running and running and running in the rain, and Jason was so happy. He was yelling and singing like and stuff, and at first people kind of wondered when they heard him yelling, "Wah!" you know, and everything. But when they saw the smile on his face, and people kind of cheered him on, and one lady followed along for a while, a dancer, and danced around and around them, and they were talking together, and she got pretty wet. She danced pretty far. But he carried Jason and ran, and he said, you know what? This is very special to me. I'll tell you why. It's been a long time since I've told anybody this story before. When I was little, where we lived got invaded by the Japanese. They came and wanted to own the whole place. And we had to get away. If they caught us, they'd put us in prison or maybe kill us or maybe both. And it was raining real hard. And Daddy carried me. And I'm just a little bigger I was then than you are now. And Daddy carried me, and we were so glad for the rain because maybe we could get away without anybody hearing us. But we couldn't talk or sing or anything then. I wanted to, because it was so nice out in the rain. But we couldn't. We had to be very quiet. And we did get away, and they didn't catch us. And you know what? Finally now, we can talk and sing together and everything. And so he taught Jason an island song, and they talked and sung together, and he ran and ran. I think he thought that they ran at least 10 miles in that hard rain. And they decided it was about time to go home, and the rain was starting to let up. And his mother had towels there. No, 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 Jason yelled. And this is the last time I'm ever going to do this. I want the water to stay with me as long as it can. And Jason called me right away, and I said, I bet I know what one thing you did in the rain. He said, what? You stuck your tongue out. How did you know? He said, well, when you want all the rain to get all over you like you said you did, you have to stick your tongue out. He said, yeah, I welcome the rain. And that's something that he remembered and talked about till just before he died. He died when he was 5 years old, a little past five. He didn't know whether he'd live to be five, but he celebrated his fifth birthday early, but it turned out he actually did live till a couple months past when he was actually five and died in March of 1993. But inside me, there's a place inside where Jason lives. He may have died, but inside me, he lives forever. And I'll remember him and the times we had and the unusual things he said, talking about spaceships and Playland and his friend Corey. A friend. Well, next week there'll be another story. Stay strong and take care of each other and find some time to play. And if you're around where it's hot, try to stay cool. Boy, that Heat can, heat can get you hot. Talk to you later. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone.